It's WJR's Tim McGraw VIP experience. It's your chance to rock when country music legend Tim McGraw brings his Pawn Show guitar tour to Pinon Music Theater August 28th, and you could win a pair of premium pavilion tickets, transportation courtesy of MetroCars, and $100 to Buddy's Pizza. To enter, download the free WJR mobile app, find the secret keyword, and then text it to 800-859-0957. That's 800-859-0957. WJR. More information is on WJR.com. It's going to be a good one.
It is. I emceed an event over the weekend for DWAN, mm-hmm. the Detroit Wayne Integrated Health Network, and I spoke with James White, who is the president and CEO of DWAN, following that first annual Walk for Mental Health. It took place at O'Hare Park. That's in northwest Detroit, right around 7 Mile and Southfield. And the event, you know, brought together, you know, residents, families, community partners. The chief of police was there. The sheriff of Wayne County was there. And it was really a day focused on awareness and wellness and connection around mental health. And I began the interview with Chief White asking him what he had hoped to accomplish with the mental health walk.
Well, you know, destigmatizing mental health. I mean, it is amazing how we treat the head like it's not attached to the body when it comes to mental health, right? I mean, could you imagine someone with a twisted ankle or a broken leg not seeking treatment or being marginalized if they did seek treatment, right? I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous that that's the case. And what our goal is to say, listen, you're not alone. This isn't a partisan issue. This isn't a black-white issue. This isn't male-female issue. This is an us and we issue. Everybody has somebody in their lives that's dealing with a behavioral health issue. And sometimes we're dealing with a behavioral health issue that we know we're dealing with, but we won't get it addressed. And so what we want with this is to let you know you're not alone. We've got services for you. They're private services, but these are services to help you return to yourself.
Talk about the partnership you have with the Detroit Police Department and the sheriff.
Listen, I in 30 years as a police a member of the police department and the last 4 as chief, you make relationships. And coming over to DWIN from those relationships that I have with DWIN and getting this opportunity to lead this amazing organization, I wasn't going to leave those relationships behind. I mean, the Chief Bettison is doing an amazing job, and he's all about mental health and behavioral health services for the people who need it most. He's the first to tell you we're not going to be able to arrest our way out of crime. There are other issues that are affecting people's decision-making, and why don't we have more services so people don't have to end up in a jail cell?
And there is a way now for people, when they call 911, they could get transferred right over to you guys if they're having some type of mental issue.
Let me tell you something. This is, when you talk about being blessed and having innovative people around you, one of my team leads, Vice President Grace Wolf, put together a program where nonviolent people in crisis, and the emphasis is on nonviolent people in crisis, when they call 911, there's a screening process. And if they're determined to be nonviolent, the police don't even come. You know who comes? DWIN. We come out with our mobile crisis. We deliver those services that they need most, and we get them to our crisis center if necessary. And believe it or not, about half of them don't even need to go to the crisis center. They're able to get stabilized and stay in their homes with their families and know that there's resources available and follow-up resources available to them to make sure that they stay on their meds or get the services that they need from one of our providers.
Help that's coming to the Sheriff's Department, I know they're being trained, but also the Sheriff has said before that he runs the largest mental health facility in the state. It shouldn't be that way. You guys are building a new facility right here in Northwest Detroit, 7 Mile Road, that's going to really be helpful, not only to the community, but to the Sheriff's Department as well.
It is, and this is a 52-bed facility. 16 of those beds are dedicated to youth. So we've got beds for youth that are in crisis that can get the CSU services that they need. And that's very important. This is the first of its kind in the state, too. I mean, this is not something that happens, you know, every few years. This is the first of its kind, and we've got the right team in place to give people a chance to return to their lives. But I'm most impressed with the ability to help the young kids. That's what touches my heart the most because, you know, everyone in mental health crisis needs the services, but the kids are even more confused about where they are, and the stigma for them is even greater because they're dealing with other kids who may not understand what they're dealing with.
And you have an existing facility in the new center area, right?
We do. 707 Milwaukee, they've been open since 2024. 4,000 plus people have been serviced already. Now we're opening up at 7 Mile between Evergreen and Southfield. And let me say this, densely populated area of the city of Detroit, northwest side of the city of Detroit. You're going to have just to our north, Southfield, Michigan, to our south, Dearborn, to our west, Redford, and to our east, Dearborn Heights. So you've got a situation here where we could see those numbers grow exponentially in a short amount of time. But we're happy to be there, happy to do it. There's no wrong door at DWIN. So if you don't have money, you don't have resources, but you need help, come see us. We're not going to worry about payment. We recognize that some people will be Medicaid eligible. We'll get you lined up for that if necessary. But if you don't have any finances, you're still going to get some services. No wrong door, DWIN.
You guys always deal with people with substance abuse. And I've read recently that, you know, overdoses have been going down.
Yes.
So you guys help in making sure that happens.
Yeah, you know, and our Substance Use Disorder Board and that team led by our director does an incredible job of getting these services, working with our over 100 providers in the substance use disorder space to ensure that programs are being put on. Training is being put on, Narcan training. We're going out to churches and schools and providing that Narcan training, but we're also doing preventative training too. You know, we wanna erase this notion that marijuana use is just nothing. I mean, it's still a problem in our community. And when you have people who have access to gateway drugs, it doesn't stop there. Then you have a situation, unfortunately, where, you know, if people are dealing with a behavioral health or substance use disorder issue, these drugs serve as a self-medicating model for them. And people don't really understand that. You know, when you start waking up to marijuana or gummies and you spend your whole day in some degree of intoxication, and then when trouble comes, and it comes for all of us, you know, your functionality or your ability to deal with it may be somewhat subdued, or you may overreact depending on how the substance is treating your body.
This has been a success, I'm sure. This is the first one. This won't be the last one.
After this turnout, I can tell you most assuredly, it will not be the last.
All right. CEO James White, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
And you know, Chris, if someone is seeking help or they want to talk to someone, they can call this number, 1-800-241-4949. That's 24/7, 365. Also, they have a new interactive website as well. It is dwin.org, D-W-I-H-N.org.
Not D-W-H-I-N, as I wrote it down.
Right.
Yeah. No, it's a wonderful thing. They're doing wonderful work.
They are.
Thank God they're out there doing that work. We'll get you caught up on the headlines. Also, Jamie in the next hour. It's next.